Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Today, we begin a special look behind the scenes at Planned Parenthood and the truth behind the rhetoric. As they continue to expand and call for each of their affiliates to perform abortion, it's important that we educate those around us about the truth. The truth is that Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in America. The truth is that as funding has increased, the number of abortions they have performed has increased. We'll be looking at the facts over the next 2 days. The Planned Parenthood Federation of America has carefully crafted a public image as a protector of women's health. What people need to understand is that Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion chain in America. Planned Parenthood is fully in the abortion business, and its bottom line depends on performing more and more abortions. According to the 2008-2009 annual report for the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, or PPFA, Planned Parenthood affiliates performed 332,278 abortions in 2009, which represents about 27.4% of all abortions performed in the United States. Those 332,278 abortions are more than double the number that Planned Parenthood affiliates performed in 1998, even as the total number of abortions performed in the United States dropped 25% during that period. Planned Parenthood misleadingly claims that abortion represents only 3% of its services. But in order to make abortion seem like a small part of what it does, Planned Parenthood lists every service it does equally. If a woman comes in for an abortion, she may also receive a pregnancy test, an Rh-type test, an ultrasound, an antibiotic, a pack of birth control pills, and, quote, other tests as needed, end quote. So statistically, the abortion is dwarfed by the 5 or 6 other services provided, even though the abortion is the reason the woman came to Planned Parenthood. In fact, 12% of Planned Parenthood clients receive abortion services, according to a February 2011 Planned Parenthood fact sheet. Therefore, nearly 1 out of every 8 women walking through the door of a Planned Parenthood clinic has an abortion. We do know that of the services Planned Parenthood reported that would have involved pregnant women, abortion, prenatal care, and adoption referrals, 97.6% were for abortion. Planned Parenthood certainly doesn't seem interested in offering alternatives to abortion in their clinics. It is clear that a pregnant woman who wishes to find out if she is in fact pregnant has the ability to buy pregnancy tests in many different stores. It is important to remember that Planned Parenthood means abortion. Planned Parenthood often argues that increased funding will enable it to reduce the number of abortions, but its own annual reports don't seem to show that. It has an annual income of more than $1 billion. Roughly 1/3 of that comes from federal, state, and local governments. The amount of funding that Planned Parenthood has received from different government bodies has been increasing steadily over the past several years, more than doubling since 1998. But abortions done at Planned Parenthood have not gone down. In fact, they have increased dramatically during that same period, rising at a rate that very nearly matches the rate of those funding increases. Please join me tomorrow as we continue looking at the largest abortion provider in America, Planned Parenthood. For videos examining this topic further, you can find us at youtube.com/nationalrighttolife or on Facebook. Resource links for today's episode can be found at prolifeperspective.com. And as always, please feel free to email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com. And remember, when you think Planned Parenthood, think abortion.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.